Unstoppable Away Hampton Show. We'll be back in just a moment.
This is KAYT-FM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
Lord, I worship you. Opportunity, and I consider it a privilege to stand before your people and to declare your holy and divine word. Father God, I have done all I can do and studied all I can, Father God. Now, Father God, I pray and ask that you would use me to bring to my memory, Father God, everything that I learned this week, Father God, so that your people can hear a word from you. Father God, now let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And let us all say amen. 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 Praise God. If you all would turn your Bibles to 2 Chronicles chapter 20. 2 Chronicles chapter 20. First, giving honor to God, to Pastor Mathis, and to the officers of this church, and to all you, my sisters and brothers in Christ. I do greet you this morning in the name of Jesus. And if you would turn your Bibles to 2 Chronicles chapter 20. I'll start reading at the first verse. It came to pass after this also that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon, and with them others beside the Ammonites, came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, "There cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea on this side of Syria. And behold, they be in Hazazon Tamar, which is in Jedi." And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord. Even out of the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court and said, "O Lord God of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven, and rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen? And in thy hand Is there not power and might so that none is able to withstand thee? Let us drop down to verse 13. And all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives, and their children. I'll stop right there. I would like to use as a subject this morning, when trouble comes, it's time to fast, pray, and praise. You may be seated. When trouble comes, it's time to fast, to pray, and praise. Now, over the past few weeks in our Wednesday night Bible study, we have been diving into the topic of preparing for spiritual warfare. And in our last study, we focused on some of the offensive weapons we have in this spiritual battle: prayer, fasting, and praise. And so as I continued to study, the Lord led me to 2 Chronicles chapter 20, and I just couldn't shake the feeling that this will preach. The word begins to stir something in my spirit that I knew would not only bless me, but it would also bless the congregation. So now, as God would have it, Pastor had a full schedule this past week, and he asked if I would be available to bring the word today. And I told him, yes, sir, because all associate ministers, we stay ready. We don't want to miss not one opportunity to share the word of God. Amen? Amen. So we thank Pastor for the trust, and we thank God for every open door to have the opportunity to stand and speak his truth. Amen? Amen? So let us look at the text in verse 1 of the text. It says, it came to pass after this also that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon and with them others beside the Ammonites came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Now, if you would turn back to chapter 18, you will find that King Jehoshaphat was a godly ruler of Judah, and he was known for his faithfulness to the Lord. His troubles began when he joined forces with the evil King Ahab. In a moment of compromise, he formed an alliance by marriage. His son married King Ahab's daughter. So he formed an alliance with King Ahab, the evil king of Israel, whose rule was marked by idolatry and rebellion against God. Now, that was one of the strangest partnerships or relationships in the Bible. They had nothing in common spiritually. King Jehoshaphat was known for his faithfulness to God. He loved God. He loved the word of God. He was spiritual minded. And on the other hand, King Ahab was known for his rebellion against God. He was a godless man. And he hated God. They were spiritually incompatible. So King Ahab invited King Jehoshaphat to join him in battle to recapture Ramoth-Gilead from the Arameans. And Jehoshaphat agreed, saying, I am as you are, my people as your people. But King Jehoshaphat had the spiritual wisdom to ask King Ahab to inquire of the Lord first. And so Ahab gathered 400 false prophets who all predicted victory. But King Jehoshaphat wasn't convinced, and he rightly sought God's advice and asked for a true prophet of the Lord. Reluctantly, Ahab called for Makura, a prophet known for speaking the truth even when it was unpopular. And the truth he told, he boldly prophesied Ahab's defeat and death. declaring that the Lord had allowed a lying spirit, that's a lying spirit, not telling the truth, to deceive Ahab through the false prophets, leading him to destruction. Well, King Ahab rejected the warning, and he had Mordecai sent to prison, and he went into battle anyways. Despite the prophecy of the death and the defeat, King Jehoshaphat, he still went to battle with King Ahab. Listen, church, it does us no good to ask God for advice, then ignore the advice. So they went to battle anyways. And King Ahab tried to disguise himself while in battle. But he was struck by a random arrow and died, just as Mordecai said. And King Jehoshaphat barely escaped death himself, and he was able to return to his palace in Jerusalem. And so it came to pass, after all of this happening, King Jehoshaphat soon discovered that trouble was on the horizon and it was coming his way. Verse 2 of the text says, the word gets to him that a multitude of people were coming to fight Judah and to destroy God's people. Jehoshaphat also learned that they were very close to Judah. Now, that was bad news for King Jehoshaphat because he didn't have time to make preparations for the battle. If he had gotten word earlier, he could have sent word and gathered up all of his fighting men and gathered up all of their weapons of warfare. But when he got word that the enemy was close, they were just beyond the horizon. Can you imagine King Jehoshaphat wondering, what shall I do in a time like this? Did God allow this because I was in alliance with King Ahab? What shall I do? The enemy is fastly approaching. They're just over the horizon, and I'm in trouble now. This trouble is a reality for me. My brothers and my sisters, I believe sometimes God sets up problems for a purpose. Not to destroy us, church, but to develop us. I believe that God allowed this problem to arise for Jehoshaphat to teach him a lesson. To show him and to show us that you can't always prepare for what life has to send your way. God wanted Jehoshaphat to understand, and he wants us to understand that not all battles are won with swords and chariots. Sometimes some battles can only be won with spiritual weapons. Many people have tried to fight all of their battles with earthly weapons. But sometimes God allows it to be so that you cannot get to your earthly weapons. And we are therefore left to only depend upon his spiritual weapons. When Jehoshaphat heard about this great multitude, it left him wondering, what shall we do in a time like this? Verse 3 says that he was afraid. He realized that the problem was too close to gather the troops and gather the chariots. What shall we do in a time like this? The text says Jehoshaphat was afraid. But I just do believe that his spirit reminded him that he was the Lord's child and that he understood whenever we don't have the opportunity to prepare in advance in an earthly manner, we must go.